Janae, and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The part of this Thursday, Freddie Coleman in for Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPN Plus presented by Progressive Insurance. 10 minutes away from maybe the best new coach in the National Football League, and a lot of that best has nothing to do with his coaching ability. That comes your way in about 10 minutes. Keep hitting me on Twitter. Your personal field of dreams. What is the best field of dreams scenario for you? It could be a player you want to see, a place you've always wanted to play at. Hit me up at Twitter at ColemanESPN. The best tweets will make the air here on Janae and Golic Jr. Like we mentioned at the bottom of the hour, baseball at the ball field, not too far from the ball field that they use in the movie in Iowa for Field of Dreams. The New York Yankees on one side, Chicago White Sox on the other side. If you get a chance, go on Twitter. The White Sox uniforms are fierce. They are on point with their uniforms they're going to wear tonight. Part of that Field of Dreams against the New York Yankees at 6:30 Eastern Time on ESPN Radio and 7 o'clock on ESPN TV. But back in the National Football League, got two football games tonight involving preseason action. Philadelphia taking on Pittsburgh, and you got Washington taking on New England. Now, here's what I love about the seduction of the NFL, especially when you're not going to have preseason football. You're going to have preseason football compared to last year. And many people want to see exactly what's going to happen. Okay, Mac Jones, people in New England are sweating him big time. Yeah, we know about Cam Newton, but come on. Mac Jones is ready. He looks like Tom Brady. He moves like Tom Brady. He has mannerisms like the Captain America that is Tom Brady. Boston media has been salivating trying to push that narrative that Mac Jones is ready to be the starting quarterback from day one. Apparently, they have forgotten who has been the coach of the Patriots for 21 years. When it comes to Bill Belichick. But because Mac Jones, what he did at Alabama, what they've seen from Cam Newton, many people want that guy to be the starting quarterback. People got their eye to see exactly how much run Bill Belichick is going to give him. You got the quarterback battle down in New Orleans. We got Taysom Hill versus Jameis Winston. Who is going to be that guy that's going to be the successor to Drew Brees, who had been a Hall of Fame quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, brought them their only world championship. It was a minute ago, but so what? They're never going to forget that down in the great city of New Orleans. And now is it going to be Taysom Hill, who believes he should be the quarterback? Is it going to be Jameis Winston? He has a chance to resurrect his career in that offense. They'll fix the Michael Thomas situation, the disgruntled wide receiver one way or the other. A lot of people have their eyes on that. A lot of people have their eyes on Trevor Lawrence, number one pick in the draft of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Gardner Minshew, this used to be his job. He reads the handwriting on the wall, but he is not just giving that away. He's not ceding that ground lightly. Even Urban Meyer, who did the smartest thing regarding this whole deal as Jaguars head coach, first time being a head coach in the National Football League, for all intents and purposes, Urban Meyer is the face of that organization. And he knows that people are clamoring, when are you going to name Trevor Lawrence the starter? And Urban Meyer was so smart by saying this.
Is there really a chance that you guys won't start Trevor Lawrence against Houston in a month?
Is there really a chance?
Yeah.
I think we'll answer that as it gets closer.
But it's still very much an open competition to see who gets that honor.
Yes.
He's not feeding into that. Urban's like, we know what the answer is going to be. It's not an assumption. We know what the answer is going to be. Urban Meyer is going to start Trevor Lawrence week one. Gardner Minshew just going to have to deal with that, and that's going to be the end of it. But it was so smart to not even have that continue to be put out there, even though it's going to be put out there. Urban Meyer really smart by saying that. So all that excitement about that when it comes to preseason football. But there's one dude that I got my eye on, and he's not Dak Prescott of Dallas Cowboys. I'll tell you who that dude is right now here. I'm Freddie Coleman of Janae and Golic Jr., on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPN Plus. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And Dak Prescott let everybody know, you know what, I'm going to be fine. He's going to be ready to go full practice next week. He didn't do the much ado about nothing thing, but he also let it be known that, hey, I just need to take a break. I listened to my body. I wasn't trying to be too tough for my body, because I firmly believe the reason he had to take a step back was because he was working so hard to prove everybody that he was going to be ready and prove to himself he's going to be ready by week one. And his body said, look, you want to go down this route? You want to keep doing this? I'm going to let you know. We're going to say, hey, Dak, if you don't want to stop yourself, we're going to stop you. It may turn out to be the best thing for the Dallas Cowboys and not just Dak Prescott. Individual from that standpoint, getting ready for the season. So, yeah, people, you're not going to see him in the preseason a lot. I don't think we're going to see Dak Prescott play preseason football at all. They are going to be very cautious, and they are right to be cautious in Dallas when it comes to his shoulder. But the guy got my eye on because I wonder how much his team likes him or does not like him is Jalen Hurts of the Philadelphia Eagles. You would think he's going to be the starting quarterback after everything that had gone on with Carson Wentz and how he fell out of favor with Doug Peterson. And then everybody fell out of favor at the end of the year. They moved on from Doug Peterson. Carson Wentz moved on from them. It's a brand new beginning for the E-A-G-L-E-S Eagles. And you would think a guy that they drafted in the second round, Howie Roseman, the general manager who drafted this guy in the second round, and when you think about it, started that whole thing. Because Carson Wentz, he knew he was the dude. But the minute that he saw that, the minute that that happened in Philadelphia, drafting Jalen Hurts, who completely kicked it well at Oklahoma after leaving Alabama, Carson Wentz didn't like it. He couldn't stand it. He took that as outright defiance. How dare you do this to me in Philadelphia? How dare you bring this guy in thinking that he can compete for my job? Well, that was not even the case. But Carson Wentz took it that way. It had affected his play. It affected his psyche. And then Doug Peterson moved him out of the lineup because guys didn't want to play for Carson Wentz anymore. So you would think with all that and a brand new head coach that this should be Jalen Hurts' time. But Nick Sirianni was like, I like Jalen. I don't know if I'd like him to be my starting quarterback. He seems like a nice kid. He's got some ability. I think he's going to be okay, but because we know this, and if you don't know, I'm going to tell you. If Deshaun Watson had not had all that toxicity around him down in Houston, the Eagles would have been in play for that guy. No matter what's gone on with Deshaun Watson, you can't deny his talent. On a team that completely collapsed around him last year, he led the NFL in passing yards. He was the single reason why they were in games, period, with the Houston Texans. Had none of these allegations and lawsuits happened in the offseason regarding Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans, the Eagles would have been in play for him. But they can't be, because you bring a guy like that to your organization, you don't know if he's going to play till 2022. You can't do that. You can't give a draft picks for a guy that you don't know what his future is going to look like on and off the football field. So here they are, a guy that I can't wait to see how Jalen Hurts, who loves when people doubt him, they doubt he could go to Oklahoma and do what he did. And he did it. Now Philadelphia fans, not all fans, but plenty of fans are thinking, okay, if you didn't want Carson Wentz and you may not want Jalen Hurts, then who the hell do you want in Philadelphia? I can't wait to see how that's going to look tonight. He's the one player that I got my eyes focused squarely on because we know what this is going to sound like. If he goes out there tonight, I know it's preseason football. You shouldn't place a lot of thought process into player stats or who wins or who loses, whatever. I guarantee you in that city, that's an Eagle city in Philadelphia. Let Jalen Hurts go out there tonight against Pittsburgh. He goes 6 for 17, 38 yards, gets sacked a couple of times, throws an interception. Philadelphia radio will be on fire on Friday on 97.5, The Fanatic. A 94 WIP. We got to go get somebody. We need to go get Carson Wentz. See if Dak Prescott's available. If he has a terrible or less than stellar performance, it is going to be Armageddon in Philadelphia. That's the one dude I got my eye on this weekend with all that preseason action. Two tonight, and then you got a bunch of games on Friday and Saturday in the National Football League when it comes to preseason football. Freddie Coleman and Chanae Golick Jr. And don't forget about this. To tune into the Chanae podcast. She does a great job. Chanae Ogwimike. It is fueled by Gatorade. They appreciate their continued support. And we appreciate that as well. Of women sports journalists and athletes here at ESPN and everywhere. Whatever path you take to greatness, Gatorade is there to fuel it. Greatness starts with G. Let me know on Twitter. Coleman ESPN. What player or teams you have got your eyes on this weekend in NFL preseason action? Hit me up at Coleman ESPN. This team in the same division as Aaron Rodgers, they have a new quarterback, but they have the best coach going right now. We'll go to that team next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus.
Chanae and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Coleman and Chanae Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Breaking news, according to reports, Kawhi Leonard has re-signed the Los Angeles Clippers on a 4-year max deal. That news just coming down now. Just looking at it on SportsCenter with L. Duncan and Michael Leaves, that Kawhi Leonard not going anywhere, signing a 4-year max deal to stay with the Los Angeles Clippers, trying to bounce back from having a torn ACL that he suffered in their playoff run by the Los Angeles Clippers. So that's the breaking news of the day regarding the NBA. But we go back to the National Football League. It's time to do a little three and out, and we're going to do it with this team.
The Detroit Lions.
Oh, they have a brand new head coach. I hope that Dan Campbell is doing this on caffeine the way he is. If he's doing this on oxygen, good Lord. Let's bring my man Eric Woodyard. Does a great job as a Detroit Lions reporter. Hit him on Twitter, @E_Woodyard, joining us here. Thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. Eric, before we get to Dan Campbell, I'm going to start with the running back named DeAndre Swift out of Georgia. Has all the ability in the world. We have not seen a 1,000-yard Lions rusher since Gas was freed in this country. Is he going to be the guy that breaks that string of non-1,000-yard rushers in a season for the Detroit Lions?
Hey, I made a pick. I'm sticking with it. I said he would. You know, he's expected to be the guy this year. I know they brought in Jamal Williams to be the number two guy, but I'm still sticking with DeAndre Swift. He's missed. Now, he's missed a lot of significant practice time. He's had a sore groin during training camp, but I still believe in him, and I think he's going to be ready by the time it's time to play. He's still got a few weeks to get ready in. Yeah, I think he will break that streak, man. I think it says Reggie Bush. That's been the last person.
Wow. Reggie Bush, the last dude. I mean, good Lord. I mean, even before that with the Detroit Lions. But we know it's all about Jared Goff, who's taking the place of Matthew Stafford at quarterback. What has it been like seeing him in training camp after all those years of Matthew Stafford being the quarterback in training camp?
Man, it's super weird. I mean, just recent as like before their, they just had a practice, like family day where they were at Ford Field. Probably about two or three weeks before that, one of the players had like a football camp,
yeah.
And I went in there to cover that. And they still had a picture of Matthew Stafford, so that just let you know how much he was beloved here. And to come in those shadows, it's going to be huge for Jared Goff. So, yeah, it's weird, you know, seeing him here and not Matthew Stafford. I think it was 12 years he was here. So, of course, it's weird. And the fans still adjusting, man. And, I mean, you know, he's going to come in, work hard. I think he got a chip on his shoulder. And, I mean, that's all he could do is see what happens.
How's he look, by the way?
He's looked decent, man, up and down. I think Stafford, you know, we was used to seeing a guy that was, you know, very, very consistent every day. Honestly, Goff hasn't been super consistent. I mean, for one, his receivers are not as good as Stafford's was. You know, no disrespect to the guys, but it's not a lot of household names. So it's a big opportunity for somebody to find some success. One of the young guys I'm liking is Amon-Ra St. Brown from USC.
Yeah.
The kid has been looking really, really well. But I think the number one receiver will probably be Tyrell Williams. But also look out for Khalif Raymond and Brashad Perriman as well. But, yeah, I think Tyrell is going to be number one. But don't be shocked if Amon-Ra St. Brown makes some noise this year.
He's Eric Woodyard. Does a great job covering the Detroit Lions for ESPN. Hit him on Twitter, @E_Woodyard. Joining me, Freddie Coleman, Montanan Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Now for the fun part, Dan Campbell biting off kneecaps over here, saying there are no those kind of guys over there using the T word when it comes to going to the bathroom. Those kind of guys aren't with the Detroit Lions. What has it been like, the Dan Campbell experience that is now part of the Detroit Lions with him being a head coach?
Honestly, from a media perspective, it's been fun. I just put out a funny story today where we looked at the best Dan Campbell quote so far from training camp, man. The dude has been nonstop, you know, laughter all day. You talked about him drinking coffee. He addressed that this, you know, as well, man. I don't know if you saw that as well, where he talked about how much coffee he drinks.
Yeah.
The guy is just fun, man. Every day he's coming in with crazy stories from talking about how he wants to see an almost bra, you know, to his emotions, talking about he couldn't sleep the night before. And just him, I think that energy, you need that. Nobody's expecting Detroit to come right in and win the Super Bowl. But if you can bring a little bit of energy, man, and, you know, get 6-7 wins this year, I think you've got to call it a success, especially after last year. They went 5-11, I believe. And, you know, you can't really do no worse than that with the worst defense in the league. So why not have a little fun with the job you're doing? I don't see an issue with it at all.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with it at all. Meanwhile, Eric, I know this will be 3-and-out, but now we're up to 5-and-out. Real quick, based on what you've been able to see, what kind of coach has he been so far?
Very, very hands-on. I mean, this guy started off training camp setting the tone, doing up-downs with the team. You know, he's hired a whole team of ex-NFL players. I think it's 8 guys on the staff that played in the NFL. I think he's just bringing a different swag. Like I said, he's coming in with nothing to lose. Nobody's saying come in and make this Lions team or even a playoff team this year. So, you know, you have to identify a culture, and I think he's trying to do that with grittiness and toughness, especially in a time like Detroit. I mean, that's winning over fans from day one. The fans, you know, in this market has, you know, no matter what, even the 0-16 season, they're supporting. But when you got a guy like that that's firing them up, this guy's like a WWE star with some of these speeches he's making. And I think it's winning guys over. And I think he's a very hands-on coach so far.
Ric Flair has nothing on Dan Campbell so far, the new Detroit Lions head coach, no matter what he says or does. My man Eric Woodyard, Detroit Lions reporter for ESPN, will be all over it. Hit him on Twitter at @E_Woodyard. Joining me, Freddie Coleman, on Chanae and Golick Jr. Always a pleasure, Eric. You take care and enjoy the weekend, too.
Appreciate you, man.
Absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait to hear what he's going to say next when it comes to Dan Campbell, because he is going to be unfiltered. There's no doubt about that. He's going to be completely transparent. And even when he talked the whole biting off kneecaps, I could not stop laughing, because I know what this design, this method is by Dan Campbell. It's about, hey, I'm going to be the kind of person, I'm going to be the kind of coach, I'm not going to give up my team, because he knows they're not going to be good this year. But if you can build a culture and have your kind of guys come in and understand that and feel that from him, it's going to go a long way. A lot of what he says and does, to me, is about taking pressure off a team that may be the bottom team, that has a chance to be the bottom team in the NFC North. They may be at the bottom when it's all said and done, but based on Dan Campbell, the head coach, they are going to be 100% interesting, because he's going to make it so and try to reduce that pressure on his team about to maybe have a tough season in 2021.
There's no turds here.
Not at all. Not according to Dan, Ric Flair, Nature Boy, woo, Campbell, the coach of the Detroit Lions. Freddie Coleman on Chanae and Golick Jr. Keep hitting me up on Twitter at Coleman ESPN. Don't forget the phone number as well, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. So the movie was then. Field of Dreams baseball is happening tonight involving the Yankees and the White Sox. What is it like being there for all of that? Somebody stop by and tell us about that next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and also ESPN Plus. Everyone likes shopping online, but searching for coupon codes is kind of a bummer. So make saving online a breeze with Capital One Shopping. This is what Capital One Shopping is all about, a free tool that instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. All you have to do is just download Capital One Shopping to your computer and let it do the work for you. So easy, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet? Saves and available coupons may vary.
Chanae and Golick Jr., the podcast.
Freddie Coleman of Chanae and Golick Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus, presented by Progressive Insurance. And to my guest stops by to hang out with us. They're here thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. We got Field of Dreams happening tonight. You know the movie, Kevin Costner, James Earl Jones. They're having that game tonight between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox at a ball field built specifically for tonight, not too far away from when they filmed the movie in Iowa when it comes to Field of Dreams. My man Clinton Yates from The Undefeated is there. I can't wait to get his thoughts on exactly what he's been able to see and what he's been able to experience. Clinton, I've seen your Twitter account, and you've already tweeted a picture with you and Kevin Costner. What was that like? I guess he has some speechless. Let's put it that way. We're going to get Clinton Yates on as much as possible.
I said, to be fair, it was not me. I pressed the mute button. My bad. It was not me and Kevin Costner.
Okay.
It was Kevin Costner going to a press conference.
Okay.
So I was there to talk to him, but, you know, he's quite the cool character, man. He's done a lot of great movies in baseball, not just this one. And I think for him, this is kind of a full circle moment, just coming back to this. I mean, there's no way that somebody does a movie in 1989,
right,
and then you believe that you're going to come back 30 years later or whatever, and next thing you know, there's a full-blown major league scale ballpark here. So I'm sure for him it's a pretty surreal experience about a surreal movie, to be honest.
One of the things about the Field of Dreams, and I saw today on the Today Show that Harry Smith, he was there talking about the logistics and everything and how it's really become a tourist attraction in that town. What has it been like you? Because you used a great word, how surreal it is with Kevin Costner coming back. What has it been like for you being there and seeing this whole thing going on, Clinton?
I think that this experience for everybody, even the people that come here with some regularity, has been just completely different. I mean, Freddie, like the old field, like the field that they filmed this thing on, is basically just somebody's backyard that has a bunch of corn. I mean, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? But this, what Major League Baseball built, is a full 8,000-person stadium, which is like, wow, you know. And so they've got all the sort of decked out barn, kind of farm motif. Yeah. You know, it's creative, if nothing else. And I just feel like for Iowa, I know I've been here all week, I've been here all day. The Iowa State Fair is also starting today. The whole week has been very exciting for this community in a lot of different ways.
Clint Yates of The Undefeated joining me, Freddie Coleman on Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. Hit him on Twitter at Clint Yates. One of the things about what you just said about being there, and we knew that area was going to really embrace it. I guess all the fans, tonight, 8,000 fans, are going to be from the state of Iowa. When you have something like this, and logistically it could have been a nightmare, but they've been able to make sure it's going to be an actual field of dreams. What has been the response from everybody in that area about what's going to happen tonight involving the Yankees and the White Sox?
Well, I think a lot of people are just excited to see this many people in Iowa for reasons, for lack of a better term, that they like. You know, a lot of folks who are here, sure, a lot of them are Iowa residents, but a lot of people are from out of town. You know, it's still the White Sox and the Yankees. You know, the Cubs are, in fact, the closest team to Iowa in terms of affiliates and so on and so forth. So a lot of people here are just sort of happy to party. You know what I mean? Like, listen, we're having a baseball game on a farm. I mean, it smells like manure and mulch. You know what I'm saying? And folks are out here having a good time. Let's not act like this is something different than what it is, you know. But from a logistical standpoint, I will say this is one of the more impressive productions I've seen in a long time. You know, pulling this thing off at all was a borderline miracle. So we'll see how it goes down tonight. I was watching T.A. take batting practice, Tim Anderson, shortstop. Yeah. For the White Sox, he hit a couple into the corn. So, you know, we'll see if that brother can shine tonight.
It has that kind of little league feel, small town feel. You're exactly right about that. And I thought when I first heard about this, this was fantastic by Major League Baseball. And I don't want to say I wanted to see more promotion. I guess I wanted to see more from the Major League Baseball side. Why does it seem that they want to hold back when you have something like this, Clinton?
I don't know. I think there's a couple different things at play here. Number one, the price of the tickets, to be quite honest, Freddie. I mean, these things are going for $400 a pop at minimum. So that was, you know, sort of an awkward point that I think that they didn't want to put a lot of stress on. Also, the Iowa baseball community has been going through it. When Major League Baseball decided they wanted to realign minor league baseball, Iowa lost two teams.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of folks, as well as those who are happy, who sort of look at that like, hold up. Y'all took away two of our squads, but you got a one-game stadium here. So, you know, there's some back and forth. People are happy to do it on the day, of course. But there's still a lot of things that are happening from a larger standpoint in terms of Iowa and baseball.
Clint Yates of The Undefeated joining me, Freddie Coleman, and Janae Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus. I was talking about this scenario tonight, this event tonight, with one of my producers behind the scenes, Travis Rockhold. And he says, holding it on a night where you have two preseason games in the NFL – is not exactly doing enough for the event. And I said they should have had this on Sunday Night Baseball, where you could have just blown it out and had that whole scenario, and everybody would have been enthused about that, and more people would have gravitated towards that. Clint, what are your thoughts on that?
Maybe, but I don't think that MLB is living in a world where they're competing with football like that. That's a kind of very precise, criticism that I don't necessarily think matters here. I mean, this is more about getting people here to justify building the state, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that I don't know if they've justified it, but there's plenty of people here. You know what I mean? And so if you're going to watch a baseball game on – I mean, you got to understand, too, Field of Dreams is a relatively old movie. It's not like there's a bunch of kids running around here. This is like grown-ups and their dads and maybe their wives. There are plenty of children here, but it's not a kids type of event. So I think you're going for a very specific market of human beings that really, 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 really like Field of Dreams. Not just your sort of average baseball fan who's like, oh, look, there's a cornfield. I think that there is a much smaller market than people realize for this, but that market is very large because that movie is super popular.
The White Sox uniforms look fierce, brother. For those who haven't seen it yet, describe how those uniforms look.
They are tremendous. Okay, so they're a pinstripe with, like, the old Sox logo. If you've never seen it, it's not interlocking letters, but they are overlaid letters.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the Yankees are doing. They're boring as a mug. Very bland. Just gray. That's it. The Trash Dogs have the pinstripe hat, though, with the black bill as well. If you've ever seen it, Ray Liotta rocks it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a great look. It's fun.
Wow. Real quick, before I let you get on out of here, we've been asking the question all day long about personal field of dreams. For example, Captain John Bull said his field of dreams would be War Memorial Stadium in Laramie, Wyoming in October, November versus Colorado State. What is Clinton Yates' field of dreams?
This is an easy one. Hank Aaron Ballpark in Mobile, Alabama.
Oh.
There are 6 Hall of Famers from Mobile. Hank Aaron is the best player from that town, arguably the best player that ever played baseball. He's got a ballpark that nobody's in right now. Major League Baseball could do this next year right there, and it would be a pretty cool thing.
Wow. Go have some fun, Clinton. It's been great talking to you, my friend. You take care and be well. I always appreciate you. By the way, let people know about your podcast.
Have a good night, brother.
Let people know about your podcast real quick.
Black History Always. You know where to find it, where you get all your podcasts. Basically, it's me talking to our people, not just about the old days and not just about what social media is, but those of us who just be working hard trying to make the world a better place.
Keep doing your thing, brother. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Clinton. My man, Clinton Yates from The Undefeated, like I mentioned on Twitter, Clinton Yates, man, just setting that scene and just seeing some of the video, on social media about that. If you get a chance, just Google White Sox uniforms from tonight. And Clinton is right. If you're the New York Yankees, what are you doing? You could have something very special, key to the event, where your uniforms could look terrific along the Chicago White Sox. They're treating it like it's just an regular season game, instead of the special event that it's supposed to be. For example, the first year that Major League Baseball, when they had the players have the Little League World Series in Williamsport, then they played a game that Sunday night. The players are hanging around with the kids, sitting in the stands. That was one of the coolest things that I have seen in sports in a long, long time. Can you imagine your kid, no matter where you're from, anywhere in the United States or overseas, and you're sitting next to Andrew McCutchen of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who just won an MVP, and he's hanging out with you and you're talking with him. They're hanging out with the kids and everything. They got so much out of that. And then they played the game that Sunday night at the minor league ballpark in Williamsport. And the kids who had a chance to hammer the Major League Baseball players all day had a chance to go watch them play. Those are the kind of things that are going to matter when it comes to making sure you have a younger audience or feeding a younger audience. You had a chance to do this tonight. We have Field of Dreams, which is going to be terrific, and it's coming up on ESPN at 7 o'clock Eastern time, where if you had this on a Sunday and had all the Little League teams in Iowa and the surrounding areas being a part of that, it would have been fantastic having it on a Sunday night. By the way, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said there will be a second Field of Dreams next year. He was asked specifically about the Chicago Cubs. You heard Clinton Yates say the Chicago Cubs are the closest team in the National League when it comes to Iowa having a chance to do that. Rob Manfred said, and I quote, I'm going to tell you that we are coming back next year. We are looking at August, and we're not in a position to name teams yet, end quote. Why wait, Rob Manfred? Just, hey, next year, we got the Chicago Cubs versus the St. Louis Cardinals. Why wait? Everybody be enthused about that. Two rivals not too far from each other. Come on, Rob Manfred. Be better than that. Make it happen. You're the boss of Major League Baseball. Start acting like it. I kid because I don't care. Freddie Coleman here on Janae and Golic Jr. Anytime a guest stops by to hang out with us, they are here thanks to the Goodyear Hotline. We're going to keep that same energy, especially when we go back to the Field of Dreams and maybe a little Kawhi Leonard, too. That's next on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, and ESPN Plus.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Coleman on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, as well as ESPN Plus. A lot of great tweets in terms of your personal field of dreams, like William Kegler, who says at Coleman ESPN, 80s Lakers and Celtics roster, Bird versus Magic at Rucker Park, drop the mic. That's a pretty good field of dreams. Well done by William Kegler when it comes to that. Field of Dreams happening tonight in baseball at the ballpark, not too far from the site where they film the movie Field of Dreams, involving the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. That happens at 7 o'clock Eastern time on ESPN. But each and every day around this time, we make sure to keep people hyped up. We're all about keeping that same energy.
We want to be a jolt of energy.
Yeah, the energy level was really high there.
And now we want to keep that same energy going.
Keeping that same energy.
Keep that same energy.
You could just sense that there was a tremendous amount of energy.
With Janae and Golic Jr.
Well, if you're Kawhi Leonard, you got plenty of same energy, don't you? He re-upped the Los Angeles Clippers, 4 years, $176.3 million. If you break that down, that is $44-plus million per year of a four-year contract. And oh, by the way, the final season is a player option because Kawhi Leonard is all about keeping his options available no matter what happens. It's amazing. And by the way, we don't know when we're going to see Kawhi Leonard back because he tore his ACL during their playoff run. So we may not see Kawhi Leonard before maybe the middle of the season or towards the end of the season. But we do know this when it comes to Kawhi Leonard, just like this was announced today after everybody else has signed their deals, whether it was Luka, everybody else, Kawhi Leonard's going to take his time. He is a man that's not going to be rushed. You can be hyped about his contract, but Kawhi Leonard is just going to go and take his money and do his thing. He has that electricity. He has that juice. And everybody with the Clippers knows that. Congrats to Kawhi Leonard. 4 years, $176.3 million as they were the Los Angeles Clippers. And that final season is a player option. Why? Because he can. Because he can. Feel the dreams tonight in Iowa. Kevin Costner, he's there, part of a press conference. New York Yankees taking on Chicago White Sox. Now, Jim Heavens is the mayor of Dyersville, Iowa, where this game is taking place, where the movie was filmed. When he was on Spain and Fitz last night, he said this game happening this year is definitely a good thing, especially if it did not happen last year.
We were kind of surprised, I guess, initially, you know, a year or so ago when the MLB first proposed this. And we certainly, I think the city and the city staff has gotten up to the task of helping MLB host this. This is MLB's game and MLB's party. And I think what we wanted to do is our role is to help them host it the best we can. And I think we're ready. We've done a lot of planning with it. We've had a lot of discussions back and forth. Obviously, we were almost ready last year and had to put our work on the shelf for a year. But in a way, you know, a lot of people came up to me and were offering their condolences last year that the game didn't happen. But, you know, I think it's worked out to be a good thing because we want to try to make this an annual event and invite MLB back again next year. And I think if we would have stumbled out of the gate last year with all the COVID restrictions, you know, we want to have the first time be a good time. And I think we're ready this year and right at the cusp of it.
Oh, yeah, because he is spied on by saying that, hey, at least we don't have to stumble out of the gates. The great term that he used, because now you get everybody ready, get everybody going. You got, by the way, the scenery. If you get a chance, Google about the scenery when it comes to the baseball game tonight. Like I mentioned earlier, I had a chance to see Harry Smith on the Today Show on NBC where he was there and showing the stadium and everything that went into it and the cornfield and everything. It looks fantastic. The scenery is unbelievable. Although Clinton Yates said it best, we had him on from The Undefeated because he's actually there doing a story for ESPN and The Undefeated where he said, yeah, it's a cornfield. It smells like a cornfield. It is a cornfield. But that should not take away what is going to be a very special night. The uniforms by the Chicago White Sox, they look fantastic. The players are all enthused about this. And there's no doubt in my mind, if you're Major League Baseball, this should be an annual event. If you, I think they should do the same thing with the Little League World Series. Make that an annual event like they had. We have two teams that are going to be there, hang out with the Little League kids once the pandemic finally slows down. Maybe do that again next year and have the game on Sunday night after the Little League World Series throughout the day. There's absolutely no doubt in my mind that this should be an annual event. Jim Heavens of Dyersville, Iowa is exactly right. Wanting it, that should be a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned, Major League Baseball. Because when this happens tonight, and it's going to be a success, unless Mother Nature gets in the way and rains, it's going to be a success. Can you imagine what teams in that fan base will be clamoring to say, I want my team to go there and play in Iowa at the Field of Dreams? We can see the museum. We get a chance to see the original cornfield where the movie had taken place, and we get a chance to see our team play in that environment like that. It is going to be a godsend if Major League Baseball does the right thing and make sure it happens, number one. And number two, next year, have it on Sunday Night Baseball. Blow it completely out where you're going to be the only thing on at that time to really give it the attention and the love that it deserves. It's a great event. Can't wait to see it tonight between the White Sox and the New York Yankees. Also got two preseason football games, Washington at New England and Pittsburgh at Philadelphia, follow part of a full slate of games between now and Sunday involving the National Football League. So enjoy White Sox Yankees. That's part of Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio, live from Dyersville, Iowa, part of the Field of Dreams. That should be a great event. We're going to do it again tomorrow. Janae will be back with us, so I can't wait to have a chance to do a show with her. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'm Freddie Coleman. This has been Janae and Golic Jr. on the mighty ESPN Radio, the ESPN app as well.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.